I'd like to welcome you all to this fourth annual dinner celebrating the 40th anniversary of the reunification of Yerushalayim and honoring our outstanding awardees. I want to say a few words about Yerushalayim along the same lines that Avi mentioned before. The name Yerushalayim, the Medrash tells us, is a composite of two separate names. Avram Avinu called it Yireh. As the Torah says, at the end of the Parsha Sakeda, Vayikra Avraham Shem HaMakom Ahu Hashem Yireh. Shem, the son of Noach, called it Shalem, as the Torah tells us in describing his encounter with Avram Avinu, Umalki Tzedek Melech Shalem. God, says the Medrash, did not want to ignore either name, so he decided to call the place Yerushalayim, joining the two names as one. Though the two names refer to two separate events, historical events, in the life of Avraham Avinu, our sages and commentators over the generations have always seen this double name as reflecting not only two events, but two distinct qualities of the city, which, fused together by God, joined together, characterize our city, the city of Yerushalayim. The Midrashim tell us that Yireh alludes to Yirah, awe of God, and Shalem alludes to Shalom, a place where justice and peace prevail. Harav Mordechai Breuer Zal passed away just over 2 months ago, explains that Yireh refers to the relationship between man and God, another lamakom, whereas Shalem represents the relationship of man with his fellow man, another lamakom. The beauty of Yerushalayim reflects the unity of these two qualities, man's relationship with God on one hand and with his fellow man on the other. Tonight, we here celebrate the miraculous reunification of the city. At the same time, we rededicate ourselves and renew our commitment to fully actualizing the potential and the true character of this place, of this great city, where these two qualities of Yireh and Shalem, of Ben Adam LaMakom and Ben Adam LaChavero, are merged and truly perfected. And it is most fitting that specifically on this night, we mark the achievements of our OU Israel, and particularly of our center here in Yerushalayim, since all of our activities, without exception, are aimed at reflecting this duality of Yireh on the one hand and Shalem on the other. It is also most appropriate that on this occasion we honor our outstanding awardees, all of whom are Yerushalmim, whether by virtue of their actual residence in Yerushalayim, or their working in or on behalf of Yerushalayim, all of whom are Yerushalayim, all of whom truly embody the duality of Yireh and Shalem, the combination of Ben Adam LaMakom and Ben Adam LaChavero. Rabbi Zev left, whom I will introduce shortly, and Rebbe Tzin Rivka left, are dedicated to the dissemination of Torah in its broadest sense, that is, Torah Chayim v'Avas Chesed. Rabbi Yeshua Fass has almost single-handedly put Aliyah on the agenda of North American and now even European Jewry. Through Nefesh B'Nefesh, he not only promotes Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as a mitzvah ben adam l'makom, he performs the great chesed of physically facilitating the Aliyah of thousands by arranging the particulars, the physical aspects of the Aliyah. Mrs. Shulamit Neman is a true Eishes Chayil who virtually created our Tiyul program, fulfilling Kum Hitalech Ba'aretz on the one hand, while on the other hand, at the same time, fostering camaraderie among the Oleh community. Stuart Hershkowitz and Neil Scher are both exceptional men, businessmen. Stuart is a former senior banker and now an executive with an international real estate firm. Neil is a well-known and respected Jerusalem building contractor. Both are men of great emuna. Both reflect the midah of Yira. At the same time, each is a man of chesed, Stewie and Neil are mekadshim shem shamayim on a daily basis by bringing chesed and emes to businesses not ordinarily associated with such qualities. Rabbi Lefayet said, is a teacher of Torah par excellence. I am sure there is hardly one person here in this room who is not familiar with Rav Lev and his teachings. I know that he has had a tremendous impact upon me personally, upon my family, and I'm sure that many, many of you feel the same way. As a posek, Rav Lev is extremely thorough, careful, and sometimes even surprising. And I'll never forget a comment he once made to me when we first met many, many years ago, not trusting my memory. I not only checked it with my wife, I checked it with Rav Lev, and he confirmed it. It wasn't a meeting in shul or at a shir. It was actually a meeting at an army base on the first day of Tzionut, where we were both inducted to basic training together. And we were waiting in line to receive our uniforms. And I met Rav Lev. I had heard of him, but I never had met him personally. And I asked him what he's doing here. I said, Harav, you're surely, as a person who's Toroso Umanoso, you certainly qualify for a deferment or an exemption from the army. What is the Rav doing here? And Rav Lev answered, this deferment is only meant for people who really involve full-time in Torah, not for me. I, therefore, am not entitled to this deferment. And he added, the Chazon Ish teaches us that someone who illegitimately claims such a deferment is actually a rodef of those who are entitled to it. The statement is characteristic of Rav Lev, whose thoughts and opinions derive from Torah and Torah only, with no external considerations, pure Torah. It is a great privilege for me to welcome here tonight Rav Zev Lev Shlita, to call upon him to address us.